It's Tuesday, October 5th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Laws and law enforcement begin to move further on critical infrastructure, and that Facebook outage and the insight into communications. This is the Business of Tech. CNN is reporting that the White House intends to hold a 30-country meeting on ransomware. The focus is on law enforcement collaboration and cutting down on ransomware payments. The current open question, will Russia participate? The first meeting will happen virtually. Europol has made two arrests in the Ukraine against ransomware operators in coordination with the FBI, French police, and Ukrainian National Police. The UK is planning to invest £5 billion in a cyber force, which will be focused on performing retaliatory attacks. Their focus will be Tier 1 attacks, critical infrastructure in hostile states like Russia, China, and North Korea. Congress is looking into the decision not to share the Kaseya decryption keys by the FBI. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform has demanded a briefing from the FBI over the matter. The House also saw a new bill introduced to direct Homeland Security to identify which digital infrastructure that, if attacked, would impact safety and security. They're asking the question, which of the 16 sectors currently labeled as critical are really essential? There's more budget there, too. The Sands Institute and Nozomi Networks report a survey saying that companies are investing more in industrial control system cybersecurity. 47% report their ICS security budgets have increased over the past 2 years, and 36% note remote access services as the initial factor for attacks. And finally, a new lawsuit from a patient whose pregnancy was impacted by ransomware. Tarani Kidd filed the suit claiming that Spring Hill Medical Center did not disclose critical patient safety-related information, including the fact that hospital operations and patient safety were compromised by the attack. The baby was diagnosed with severe brain damage at birth and died 9 months later. Now, why do we care? Those lawsuits are going to become more and more the story. This isn't the first link to a human death from ransomware, and it won't be the last. The consequences will be going up, and more importantly, the floor of what acceptable will be before we have discussions of criminal negligence. This case here flirts very close to my prediction of such a case to happen this year. I've included several moves on the law enforcement front to show the pattern. Not all proposed laws will happen. Some will. I think the FBI scrutiny won't go far. See my earlier statement that helping victims isn't the primary job of the Bureau of Investigation. And the critical infrastructure focus is more important. The laws happen, and more enforcement of them. I feel obligated to acknowledge the Facebook outage yesterday. Big outage. I'm sure you noticed. It seemed most of the planet did. It was a BGP and DNS issue. Why do we care? It's always DNS. I don't normally care about outages, as I outlined last week. Two reasons to highlight this one. First, for international users, the impact to WhatsApp was material, as that's the basic communication tool for a good portion of the world. That makes this a significant communications outage. And that reason leads to the second. I'm linking this to the story about the VoIP outages from last week. Those VoIP outages are longer, and as I noted last time, it's the length there that matters. What I missed, which was pointed out to me by a vendor in this space, was that the move to VoIP, these outages also impact critical infrastructure, phone service, 911 service, and the like. And importantly, most customers and their providers may have extensive disaster recovery plans for data, and then not one for phone service. What's the failover plan there? I noted another story that New Zealand is decommissioning its plain old telephone system next year. Failing over to POTS lines may soon be a thing of the past. And with the failure of WhatsApp as its replacement, particularly in non-US countries, that's a thing. So there's a space here for continuity planning beyond data into this critical service. Did you know Cisco helps managed services providers directly know about the Cisco Partner Program? focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technologies and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Want to catch a little bit more? Killing It Live, October 20th. Go to killingitlive.com and sign up for that. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.